Batching content is a lifesaver for times just like this. Batching content at its root is simply planning and creating a month's plus worth of content in advance. And you can imagine how happy I was when I knew I had several episodes recorded ahead of all this. I didn't have to worry about recording leading up to travel, the kids being on spring break, and even being sick. So if batching content sounds like something you need to tap into right now, I'm so glad to give you these content batching tips that you can start implementing today. Welcome to the Marketing Your Purpose podcast. I'm Austin, a marketing and PR gal and small business owner, passionate about enabling purpose-driven businesses to be seen and heard through my purpose-giving gifts. If you're an entrepreneur, marketing leader, or work-from-home boss lady that's tired of crafting campaigns and pitching stories that feel purposeless and in need of a reminder of who you were purposely created to market for, you're in the right place. Inside this podcast, you'll find basic integrated marketing and PR tips that break through the darkness, thoughtful plans to help you launch and sustain your purpose-built thing, encouragement in helping you live by your values in and outside your workplace, and much more. So friend, if you're ready to drive more light into this world by simply marketing your purpose, turn up the volume, grab your coffee, and let's dig in. Wanting more after this episode? Join my email list by hopping over to plumandparcel.com. There you'll be the first to know when our latest podcast episode drops, as well as get access to what's on the horizon for P&P, including fun freebies, marketing tips, and e-course offerings. All right, enough of the small talk. Let's get to it. Okay, y'all, coming at you with real life. First off, at the time of recording, I have been sick for over a week. And if you know me personally, you know that getting sick is just part of my life now with two toddlers in preschool and daycare. But if you also know me, I'm usually never sick for more than a week. Usually I can shake these things off within a couple days, but this one, it's a doozy. The symptoms will not ease up. They will not go away. And they're just showing up in like new ways I've never experienced before, at least that I can remember as an adult, including some fluid in my ears. Yes, I think I'm on the verge of an ear infection, and I'm just praying it doesn't turn into one or even two ear infections. And in fact, again, at this time right now when I'm recording, I have no clue how loud I'm actually speaking. I hope my neighbors aren't like, what is going on over there? She's speaking way too loud. And it will be interesting listening back to the recording if it's much louder than it normally is, because it's very possible that will be the case. But anyways, on top of the sickness that has caused me to reschedule many meetings and plans, thank you for those that have been flexible with me, if you listen to the podcast. My husband has also been traveling this week, which is, again, very typical. He's usually gone every other week traveling for work, but this one is extra tough with the sickness. The 6 out of 7 days he is away. And lastly, surprise, I'm pregnant. Yep, pregnant with our third kid. Why not add to the craziest? Well, welcome to my news. So I'm obviously so, so grateful to be expecting our third child, and that this pregnancy is actually the least of my worries right now. I'm out of the first trimester, and most feelings of, the feelings of losing the baby, which are totally, they're not just feelings, it's real, or throwing up, which also was very real, those have subsided. So I acknowledge that anything can happen still through this pregnancy. So I really do want to note that in all seriousness. But the fatigue is still real. That's still happening. And I expect that would be present whether I was pregnant or not, especially with this sickness and two toddlers that keep me on my toes. But speaking of two toddlers keeping me on my toes, the kids were also home for a 2-week spring break, the last week of March and the first week of April.
And thankfully, the first week we were able to take a lovely trip to Mexico, and I truly enjoyed our first family vacation of the year with our extended family. The second week we were home and I kept us busy until this sickness hit. So I'm grateful we live near family now that can help me in a pinch, but goodness, all to say, it's been a wild couple weeks and getting back on the recording bandwagon has been a struggle, which is exactly why I'm talking about the beauty of batching content today. Batching content is a lifesaver for times just like this. Batching content at its root is simply planning and creating a month's plus worth of content in advance. And you can imagine how happy I was when I knew I had several episodes recorded ahead of all this. So I didn't have to worry about recording leading up to travel, the kids being on spring break, and even being sick. So if batching content sounds like something you need to tap into right now, I'm so glad you're here. I'm so glad to give you these awesome content batching tips that you can start implementing today. So you don't ever have to be stuck in the middle of a similar several week fiasco, realizing you needed to produce all your content yesterday. So let's just get into those 7 tips. So if you're ready, let's go with step one. So step one is, if you're ready to batch your content, you'll want to decide what content you're batching. For example, what type of medium and for what platform or channel. Maybe you're focused on batching out static graphics for Pinterest for the rest of the month. Maybe that's something you want to focus on. Or maybe you want to focus on that plus videos and graphics for Instagram. Or maybe you want to batch out videos for YouTube the rest of the month, or articles for your blog, or like me, audio recordings for a podcast. My recommendation is to start with no more than 2 mediums and platforms. Batching content is a lot of work, I will state that, but I highly recommend batching out content for your most used and engaged platforms first, and then using that content as a baseline for all your other channels that you're on. You can repurpose that batch content onto the others. I would highly recommend that. So start with 2 mediums and 2 platforms max. But basically, we're doing this because we want to be more efficient, more productive, and again, not be in a pinch when we are in a situation just like the one I have been in, where for several weeks I was unable to create content. So that is step one. Now, step two is to create a content calendar to organize all the content you're about to produce. This calendar will hold all your content ideas for a month plus, so you don't duplicate your efforts and you have a thorough play-by-play of what's going out when. There are tons of content calendar or project management tools you can use to plan your content. I'm sure you're aware of that. You're probably like, which one should I use? And I've used them all. I've used Asana. I've used Monday.com, ClickUp, Trello, Sprout Social, Buffer, Hootsuite. Oh my gosh, there's probably others. There are many others. I'm not naming here, but all of them. And to be honest, if you have a small team, keep things simple. A Google Sheet or Excel sheet will meet all your needs. And that's what I use for batching my content. And it works like a breeze. Quick hint, I tend to plan up to 3 months of content in about an hour, but that's because I anchor my content batching around my weekly podcast episodes. So I'm usually only coming up with 4 to 5 topics a month, which isn't that many in comparison to other content channels. And I basically mean Instagram. Keep things manageable for you. Aim for what makes most sense for your content needs. Now, step three is to do a brain dump. I've talked about this before, brain dumps in general on the podcast. You'll want to think through all the things you could possibly talk about with your content. Of course, if you haven't named up to 4 content pillars or buckets for your content yet that speak to your specific target audience, please do that first. You want to name these pillars before you do this brain dump so you can then categorize all the ideas you just brain dumped, so moving them into each of your buckets. is make sure one content pillar or bucket isn't more full with ideas than another, even though that's totally okay. If there might be one bucket that you feel your specific target customer is most interested in, that certainly happens here on the podcast, where most of you are very interested in the how-tos of marketing versus maybe inspirational content. But that should still kind of equal out a little bit. So you're not maybe overloading on one side of a content pillar or bucket than another. Once you've done this brain dump, you can start dragging and dropping your fave ideas into your content calendar, and voila, you have a month plus of content that's ready to create. And this process shouldn't take you more than an hour to complete. So this is actually, I think, a really fun part, is just, again, taking everything that's in your brain, ideas that you have, and putting them on a paper, and then organizing them and slotting them into your calendar. Now, step four is to actually dedicate a day or a couple days every month where you will create your monthly content. Yes, you're going to create all the content you need in a matter of days, which is amazing. It might be easiest to aim for a block of days in the middle of each month to complete this, or maybe you want to space them out and focus on creating the content over 3 weeks, maybe one day per week. It totally depends on your style of working, your bandwidth, your schedule, but it's great to name the actual days and the number of hours you'll dedicate to creating this content, and to slot those days and times into your calendar so you plan for them every month. So that is step number four. Step number five is to gather all the materials, props, resources you'll need to produce the content, and dedicate a space that will be conducive for creating content distraction-free ahead of time. Knowing where you're showing up when and having what you need at hand to create the content will make the day of content creation much more seamless, and actually make you so excited to do it all over again because of how easy it was to create days, weeks, or months worth of content. You'll add these resources to your calendar appointment or your content calendar, so they're easy to find when it's time to get creating. Links and attachments in one easy findable place will be your best friend here, especially as you upload content. In fact, make sure you have an organized folder system ahead of creating content on your computer or wherever you're going to house this content. So when you upload the content, you know where exactly where it's all going to be housed. As you start tapping into this content batching process, you'll eventually have examples and templates you can likely work with for future content batching days. And you can include and link these templates in your content batching calendar appointments with yourself, and even start building a checklist, whether that's in a Word document or the calendar appointment itself, again, of all the things you will need before you get started to streamline the creation process even further. The checklist will help maintain consistency, ensure nothing gets overlooked. But think of this checklist as a nice to have once you get started with the content batching process. Please don't worry about it until you actually know and realize what you need. Okay, number six, batch similar tasks together to capitalize on momentum and efficiency. For instance, if you're batching blog posts, tackle the research, outlining, and drafting process for several blog posts in a Word document first, if you can, before moving on to scheduling the finished blog post in your blog hosting platform. This will require a different, more technical part of your brain to schedule those posts, so keeping your zone of genius on the writing until you're ready to schedule several of them at a time will help you actually batch more. Same goes with if you want to batch blog posts and social media updates. I'd focus on producing all the written content for both first, the blog post itself and the social media caption to go with, before moving on to the social media graphics or videos. Focusing on completing one type of content before moving on to the next will truly help you be more productive. So that's why, again, I talked about at the beginning, not doing more than two platforms and two types of medium, because your brain will get really overwhelmed really quickly. So let's really focus on one task at a time to, again, capitalize on that momentum and efficiency. Now, last, number seven, step seven. This is the most important content batching tip of them all, honestly, it is to take breaks. Yes, do take breaks. I know these are big days for your business and they require a lot of time, a lot of mind share and energy to complete them. But don't let that stop you from scheduling short breaks to rest and recharge during your batching sessions. You must step away from your work periodically in order to prevent burnout and maintain focus. And I'm a big culprit of not doing this enough. So that's why I'm really hammering this in. Maybe that's why I'm also sick all the time. Who knows? It's easy to get in a mode where you put your head down to the ground and you just go, knowing that today is a day to produce and produce loads of content, but that's not sustainable. So schedule several breaks for yourself into your batching sessions. Your body, your business will thank you. And honestly, that's it. That's it. Those are the 7 steps. I honestly am so, I hope you see this value before you even start batching your content. It is truly incredible, at least for me and my business. I personally never have to wonder what I'm talking about next week or ever get stuck going, oh no, I have 0 content ready to post. What now? Batching your content is really, it not only is an excellent strategy to streamline my workflow and boost productivity, but it provides great relief, so much relief in a season when so much is out of my control, just like these last couple weeks. I hope you can relate to this, and I hope you find this helpful. And most importantly, I hope you can start applying this tomorrow, seriously. If you love this episode and want more marketing tips like it, please join my email list where we give our subscribers more marketing tips and tricks like this for free first. You can head on over to plumandparcel.com to jump on the list. And while you're there, grab one of our free resources like the Marketing Focus Framework or the One-Page Marketing Plan while you're at it. We also have episodes, full episodes on each of those. So if you're looking to learn more about how to use those templates, go ahead and listen to those episodes. If you want to take your marketing one step further, I'd recommend joining our Purposeful Marketing and PR Playbook online course. This 4-step system will help you organize and execute all your marketing and PR dreams without compromising your time and budget. We'll take your business to the next level with more credibility, exposure, leads, and sales, all while making a bigger impact, which I know is important to you. This course is for the busy, purpose-driven entrepreneur who wants to stop feeling lost by her marketing and communications and start feeling in control of her sales and time so her purpose can shine. Visit plumandparcel.com/playbook for more deets. I'll also put it in the show notes. And yeah, that's it. I got you, girl. I want to see your purpose succeed just as much as you. So come on over. Let's get acquainted. I'm so grateful for you being here today and listening to this episode. Make sure to subscribe and tell your friends. It's time we get your purpose heard and seen. XO, till next week.
Hi, friend. If this podcast inspired you, encouraged you, or helped you feel more purposeful, the biggest thank you would be to leave a quick review on Apple iTunes, reshare on social media, tagging my team and me at Plum and Parcel, or pop this episode over to a friend via text, letting them know that this podcast might have a positive impact on their life too. I hope to meet you back here real soon. Now go out into the world and start marketing your purpose. See you next time.